This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good afternoon from London. I hope you're well.
Greetings to you, Johnny, and very early evening over at my end here in Singapore.
And it's been another dramatic day on markets. We've seen global oil prices jump again. Stocks have fallen sharply where you are in Asia, with the US-Israel war with Iran entering its fifth week, and things seem to be ramping up even more. We've seen big losses in Japan for the Nikkei, and the price of crude has risen by more than 3%, I think. So we're starting this week with another period of turbulence.
Precisely, Johnny. So over the weekend, what we could see over here is that a bit of significant change in the calculus between this ongoing US-Iran war slash conflict is the entering of the Yemen militants, the Houthis. These Yemen militants are siding Iran over here. So this time around, they made officially, they will actually continue to side Iran. And do not forget over here is that there could be a big risk of further disruption of global oil flows. So we know that the Strait of Hormuz has been 100% shut down in a way by Iranians. Potentially, they could actually sabotage or attack oil tankers that are not so friendly with the Iranian, forces. So with the Yemen rebels or Yemen militants coming into the picture, they could actually further cripple oil flows coming out from the Red Sea. So given the situation right now is that Saudi Arabia and other Middle East oil exporters are rerouting the oil flows away from the Strait of Hormuz towards Yanbu, which is heading down towards Red Sea. So if the Yemen militants were to actually sabotage or attack this oil export hubs in Yanbu, and even threatening to actually attack any oil tankers that is flowing down the Red Sea, that could actually cripple oil slash energy supplies much further. And that has been kind of reflected into the oil prices in today's Asia session. So what we could see over here in today's Asia session, the West Texas crude oil continues to hold pretty much firm above the $100 per barrel. So very similar for the Brent crude as well, also holding firmly above $100 per barrel after a very sharp rally on Friday. So marginal gains so far today on West Texas oil up by 0.3% as we are speaking right now, whereas for Brent crude is much up higher at the greater magnitude of positive 1.5%. And what we could see right now over here is there is this rising risk of stagflation in the marketplace. That means, i.e., this rise in oil prices, given the situation right now in Iran and US, there is no clear signs of any de-escalation. And the worst case scenario is there could be a higher risk of a US ground invasion into Iran's soil, potentially taking out a key, oil refinery hub in Iran, and therefore forcing the Iranians to open up the Strait of Hormuz. So that could actually increase the war premium that is in the marketplace right now, and creating a potential demand destruction as well. And that being said, it will potentially lead to the global central bankers, instead of cutting rates in the first step, they may start to hike rates instead. So with that hiking of rates coming into the picture, that has not been fully priced in yet by the US Federal Reserve, because if you look at the CME Fed Watch 2, for now, there is zero chance of the Fed to continue its interest rate cut cycle this year. So in fact, the Fed funds market is not pricing in any more interest rate cuts this year, but instead a slight chance of 20% to 30% that there may be a rate hike coming into the October and December meeting. So, but that's only a 20% chance. Okay, so there's still risk that if the markets continues to, the war premium continues to escalate up on the upside, the pricing of an interest rate hike may start to increase to 50%, 60% in the October and December meeting this year. So that could actually create further negative feedback loop into the US stock market. So right now, if you look at last Friday, we have a three benchmark US stock indices entering into a technical correction of a minimum down by a minimum of 10% decline from their 52-week high. So we have the Nasdaq 100, we have the small cap Russell 2000 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average all entering technical correction territory with the S&P pretty much soon. So the S&P based on last Friday close is down by negative 9.5% from its current all-time high that was printed earlier this year. So net-net overall, pretty much of a slippery slope downwards for the global equities at this juncture.
It's interesting, Kelvin, because I think we spoke last year about the number of commentators out there who were suggesting that we were in line for a market correction at some point. Many had predicted it would be happening, but they didn't know about this situation. And here we are. As you said, we have a technical correction with a 10% loss, but it could, of course, get worse. I was reading in the Financial Times on Sunday an interview with President Trump, and he's talked about, quote unquote, taking the oil in Iran and possibly seizing its major fuel hub of Karg Island. If that is the case and US Marines land on Karg Island, we're in a different sphere altogether, aren't we? And I don't think the $115 a barrel price of Brent crude, I think that is going to go up and up and up, right, if we see this situation ramp up even more.
Precisely. So if you look at it from a technical perspective, definitely the major and the medium-term uptrend phase for benchmark oil prices still remains pretty much intact, both on the Brent crude and the West Texas crude oil after their earlier 1.5 weeks of pullback that managed to find support at the rising 20-day moving average. So what we could see right now is that both of them are now showing potentially signs where the West Texas crude oil could actually potentially surpass the 7th of March 2022 high. So that was during the onset of the Russia-Ukraine conflict slash war. That's 131.30 cents per barrel. So if this level is being taken out, it could potentially reach the current all-time high. So that was during the before the subprime US subprime crisis exploded. So that was July 11, 2008 all-time high for West Texas crude. That will be around $147 per barrel.
It's scary stuff, Kelvin, and it's going to be absolutely fascinating seeing what happens over the next few days and weeks. But talking of weeks, what should we look out for in the next few days ahead of what for many will be an Easter break?
Yeah, for sure. So if you look at for Asia, there's a couple of key data to look at. Number one will be out from China starting tomorrow, Tuesday, 31st of March. We have the China State Compiled MBS Manufacturing and Non-Manufacturing PMI. So we know that the Chinese economy is in a kind of a shape where there's still risk of a deflationary risk spiral. And with this ongoing rising geopolitical risk slash war premium in the global markets, market will be looking at whether will there be further potential downside in the manufacturing and the non-manufacturing activities in China that could also see a further downside pressure on those Hang Seng indices and as well as the China A shares benchmark market, which is benchmark stock indices, which is the CSI 300 and the China A50. And going down, we have 1st of April, we have the US ISM manufacturing PMI data that is coming up as well. And last but not least will be this Friday. So even though Friday is a good Friday where public markets are closed for the Good Friday break, but we still have this non-farm payroll and unemployment rate release for March for this Friday. So market will be looking at the unemployment rate because this time around, the consensus is looking for a uptick of the unemployment rate to 4.5%. So if this comes through, that will be the highest level since November 2025. So indicating a rather lackluster labor market. it. But given the situation in the US-Iran, we call it war, that's showing no clear sign of de-escalation, I do not think that a very weak US labor market, as being portrayed by this Friday non-farm payroll data and unemployment rate, were able to switch the dial on the US Federal Reserve monetary policy guidance of wait and see. And that may not have an impact on the global markets, given the fact that market is still kind of preoccupied with this stagflation risk going forward in the marketplace.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll speak to you again soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.